You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hello, everyone. Mari Fagel here, and I am live in Los Angeles, just miles from Beverly Hills, and I have my fabulous co-host, I'm going to refer to you as J&J, DJ Jesse Janity, in the house in Los Angeles.
What up?
And Jackie Moran, she was in L.A. last week. We totally, like, just missed each other, but she's back in New York. Jackie, how are you?
I am good, but I'm watching you on Ustream, and I am totally jealous that you're steps away from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I'm all the way back in New York. Somehow, I don't know how we switched places, Mari.
I know. Well, I needed to come back out here. I needed to get my fill of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills from a closer perspective. I want to go to Villa Blanc for lunch tomorrow, so I'll keep you posted. And I do have some Villa Blanc news, so make sure to listen to that in our news and gossip. But before we get to that, last night's episode was just drama, drama, and more juvenile being the key word, drama. So, I mean, basically when I was talking to Jesse about what we're going to be talking about in tonight's after show, aside for Adrian's fun cooking lesson and Mohammed, which I'm so excited to talk about, and the opulence of that, it was all about Brandy, Kim, and Kyle. And you know, it's entertaining to watch, but that's basically took up the whole episode. I kind of changed my perspective on this a little bit more, so I really want to hear, you know, both of your opinions. But I feel for Brandy. I feel bad for Brandy. And I realized something in tonight's episode, or last night's episode, which, I mean, I should have picked up on it sooner, because most people who are tough like that on the outside usually are very fragile on the inside. And watching her, she puts up a front, but she really is very fragile and sensitive. And I felt really, really bad for her. So Jesse and Jackie, what did you guys think?
I mean,
Jesse, I'll let you take it first, because I have plenty to say.
I'm sure. I don't know. I'm not. Brandy hasn't won me over at the least, but I understand where she's coming from. When watching the fight, I mean, we even all spoke on it. One wasn't worse than the other. I mean, when it comes down to it, crystal meth, like, you're throwing something really serious out there. She is the youngest, but, you know, kind of at the end how Adrian's made the comment of she has no filter. Those are the types of things you need a filter on. You don't just go around saying crystal meth. It would have been totally fine if you kept saying, well, you keep going in the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, commenting on the fact that she's going to the bathroom. But to be making the comment like, oh, you're doing a specific type of drug. Especially, and I know she's new to the show, but like, think about what's going on in these girls' heads. Like, you made this comment, you said crystal meth. Now that's going to be in all of the tabloids. And it's almost like a fact because someone on the show stated it. So now Kim has to deal with the fact that people are now going to think she's doing crystal meth. So Brandy needs to understand that's the big point with Kim. Like, that's why it's so affecting, you know, when it comes to that choice of wording. But...
Hey,
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, then on the other side of it, we have the reality of Kyle, who's just acting so immature and not really, I don't know. I was just really disappointed with Kyle last night. Like, I don't even know where to say what to really say about her, because she kind of really let me down. Like, how at the beginning of the episode, when she's sitting with Taylor and the girls, she makes the comment of saying, well, you know what? I didn't know this side of Brandy, you know. So I kind of do want to be friends with her. I do want to get to know her. I want to take that leap, and you know, now that I know where she's coming from. And then you're here at this party, and where did that side of you go? So you know, I don't know if that was editing, but to see her reaction, I just thought she was like the bratty, like bully on the playground, like, you know, well, you did this wrong. I admit I did this wrong, but yours was worse. And it was just so juvenile.
I know, juvenile is like the key word, I feel, of the entire episode. But Jackie, where do you stand between Brandy and Kyle?
I stand with you, Mari. I may be in New York, but I'm standing with you in L.A. And Jesse, I don't know where your head is at. You might as well be over here in New York, and I'll take your spot, because I don't understand how you don't feel for Brandy during this whole thing. I mean, the thing is, I'm a huge Kyle fan. It's not like I don't like Kyle, and she's making me not like her throughout this whole juvenile scene. And the one thing I'll say is you called it right on. I love it.
But Jesse, where do you stand?
No, Jackie, I don't not feel for Brandy. I do feel for Brandy, absolutely. I think Brandy was attacked in this episode. And I think before the show I mentioned to Mari, like, Kyle has made me not like her.
So are we turning this 2-3?
Well, but see, I'm not, for okay. This specific episode, I'm team Brandy. I don't like Brandy because I can see through Brandy. But
okay, we're turning that 2-3.
Go ahead, make it 3. But Jackie, I'm you know, I do feel for the girl, because I wouldn't want to be put in that position. I don't think any of these other girls are putting themselves in her shoes. But go ahead.
Okay, but here's the thing about the Brandy and the crystal meth thing, which is what you're calling her out for. If Kim had anything to worry about, then I would say it's bad. But if she doesn't do it, it's like somebody calling me something that I'm not. You know what? Who cares? It's not like if she doesn't have anything to hide on that front, to me, I don't think that comment was that bad. Yes, it was a stronger comment for not knowing somebody, but really, if you have nothing to hide, then who really cares? I mean, they're drawing on this one comment out of the whole obnoxious scene at game night, and they're drawing on this one comment to make Brandy in the wrong. And she's like, feels like she's in the Twilight Zone at that spa party, and I'm totally with her, because she's like, how does nobody see my point? And my other issue is, well, besides Kim being on the train to Crazy Town, is that Adrian is so fixed drama during this whole scene. I know you guys love calling it, what is it in the soup?
Dick in the soup? I feel like, wait, Adrian, what did you say about Adrian?
I think it was so produced to have Adrian going over to Kyle, interrupting her massage, going over to Brandy. To me, that felt very produced.
But that really, that is Adrian. All of last season, she was the mediator. She's always the mediator. And it may have been produced, but Adrian is the only one who is Brandy's friend beforehand, so I understand why she'd want to do that, and in her nature. This is what I was saying about Adrian, what's so great about her, too. She is by far the wealthiest on the show, but she is the most drama-free on the show, and she really always means well. And I've never seen her actually get in a fight with anyone. She's only ever mediated. But what you were saying about Brandy, Jackie, is that, yes, I don't want to forget that she said the crystal meth comment, because what we said last week about this was pretty accurate, or 2 weeks ago, was if she hadn't made that one comment, she would have been fine. But because she made that one comment, she had no ground to stand on. And the reason why I'm sticking up for Brandy is because her apology was sincere. Her apology on last night's episode, she really put herself out there and she said, hey, you know, I'm really sensitive about my parenting, which I understand that. Like, this is why I got to see another side of Brandy tonight, and I got to understand, hey, she's going through this divorce. Her ex has a happy life. He's putting down her parenting. Like, it all started to make sense. She puts up this tough front, but she's going through something difficult, and she admitted it. She said, I'm sensitive about my parenting, so I kind of lost it, and I said things I shouldn't have said, and for that, I'm sorry. And she said, obviously, your sister is what you're sensitive about, so let's just agree we won't talk about those things that we're sensitive about. And she, like, offered an olive branch, yet no one took it. And I understand why Brandy got so upset, was because it was like, they were focusing on that one comment. What about everything that led her to that? Kim is, like, in cuckoo land, forgetting about the fact that she walked in the door and said, I don't want her on my team. And Kim tonight was like, oh, I don't think I said that. I think I said, oh, I want Camille. No, she said, I don't want her on my team. And so I totally understand Brandy's perspective. And I thought she had a really sincere apology. And Kyle should have shook her hand and said, okay, deal. I won't talk about your parenting. You won't talk about my sister. Done and done. And juvenile drama over. Jesse.
I mean, I totally agree with you. The girl's focused on the one comment, and I don't know, like, exactly kind of like what we said last, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, Lisa should not be there. Like, for Adrian to say, Kyle, I want you to talk to Brandy, they should have been put in a room together with just Adrian, or honestly, you know who? I think Taylor should have been with them, because Taylor was there. So let her be the mediator. Adrian did a great job of it, but there were times where Adrian was saying things and it was like she was almost like just trying to appease Kyle. And it was like, well, no, you weren't there, because there were things that led up to this. Now, I will say, I do believe that the child comment was first. So, you know, it's funny that Kim and Kyle, the way they're painting the story, and everyone's just kind of going along with it. And it's not fair, Lisa. It's not fair, you know, well, Camille and Taylor, they're being quiet about it.
Though I have something to say about Camille, though. We'll get back to that.
But I just feel like one of them needs to step up to squash this all, because it's two against one. And you're going to keep having these awkward moments, and it's not cool. You know, watching Brandy, I do think she was sincere. I do think she's a little jaded. Like, there were some things where she was just, like, not explaining herself. Because if I was in her position, Kyle would not have been speaking to me like that. She would not be downplaying me as a person, and that's what I think Kyle was doing. And she basically just gave that to Kyle the whole time. And I don't know, it bothered me. And I think that's what makes Brandy a weaker person. Not the fact she was crying. You can cry, that's absolutely fine. But at least get across what you're trying to say. And I don't think she did. I think Kyle still feels, well, I'm right. You at least came to me and wanted to talk to me, so I appreciate it. But I'm still right, and we can be courteous to each other, I suppose.
Jackie, what do you think?
Well, you know what? Out of everything, Jesse, I'm glad you brought up Lisa being involved, because I would have almost forgot, and I'm really actually annoyed by Lisa right here in this scene, because as much as I'm coming to love her, Mari, and I am coming to love her when we start talking about the engagement party and Muhammad and that hysterical scene, but this is where she should have kept her mouth shut, and she really didn't have a leg to stand on here, because we saw that she has issues, preconceived notions of Brandy from Brandy's entrance into the series, and she wasn't at this event, so she really has no reason to be involved in this, and she got Kyle's totally stilted version of everything. She doesn't talk to Brandy. So there's really no reason, whereas you're saying Adrian has the right to be a mediator. And it's not that I was angry with Adrian being a mediator. I think that's fine. It's just that it seemed very fixed. Like, oh, let's have a spa day so we can have a mediation session. But
we all agree. We all agree. All three of us agreed on that. So
that's right. Zip the lips. yeah, this is one case where I'm going to say that Lisa, I like her, you know, same way I like Kyle's forward, you know, straightforward manner. Here it didn't work.
I totally agree with you on that front. I love Lisa too, but she shouldn't have gotten so involved. But I want to talk about Kim and Kim's total 100% unwillingness to even hear out Brandy. And now, I thought it was totally juvenile, though I did kind of start to understand it. I wouldn't have chosen that because I wouldn't, obviously they know they're going to be taping the show for the rest of the season, so I wouldn't want to be awkward, like, and just totally ignore someone for the rest of the season. I just think it takes more energy to actively ignore someone than to, like, fake makeup. Though I do understand what she said. She was like, if one of my friends or one of you had said that to me, I would have wanted an apology, and so we could work on it. But this isn't even someone who's my friend, so, like, she was saying, is it if we didn't have these cameras, I would never see her or speak to her again. You know what I mean? If someone said something like that to me and I wasn't forced to be with her because of the situation, I would just never see the person again. So I understand what she said. Though the reality of the situation is she is going to be stuck with this person for the rest of the season. And I think it takes a lot more energy to be continually put in situations where the two of them are in the same room and just to flat out ignore her. So I thought Kim was being juvenile in that respect. Jesse?
I totally agree. You know, part of me feels that she made that decision to, you know, not speak to her because she wanted to play a power role in saying, no, you want to call me a bitch? Then I'll be a bitch. I'm not going to let you get screen time. We actually did The Real Housewives of New Jersey last night. And we found out that Teresa, one of the girls on the show, tried to tell the other girls to not talk to Melissa as much, her sister-in-law, so she wouldn't get screen time. So I wonder if something along that lines had happened, where she felt like, you know what? No, I'm not going to give her that time of day. Because she got really offended when Kyle went, when people were giving Brandy that attention. You know, she was kind of putting in the air like, no, just ignore it. It's nothing to...
But then Brandy did exactly what she wanted, if that's your theory, because then Brandy walked out again.
No, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. With Brandy, I understand where you're coming from. And I'm glad you keep coming to these events and these parties. But if you're going to do it, go 100%.
Yeah,
you can't just
don't
put
leave.
One foot in, one foot out.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be strong. You need to be a classy bitch. You need to sit there and say, I'm not going to let you push me around. I'm not going to let you say these things. You're not going to slander my name. Like, yes, yeah. I said crystal meth. And this is what I don't like about Brandy, though, with the whole thing. For her to have said to Taylor at the end, like, was it really that bad to have said?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Then she totally just, like, the whole apology that seemed so sincere just got totally invalidated when she failed to admit how bad that one comment was.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually, I kind of disagree with Kim to a point as far as, like, if it was one of you guys, I would want an apology. I would be more hurt if one of my friends sat there and said, you're doing crystal meth in the bathroom. Like, because I'm looking at it from the point of, we're on a TV show. Anything you say, especially something like that, is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be put in the news, and that's who you are now. Now you are a crack-addicted meth addict. Like, whether you believe it or not.
But was that ever really put in the news? You know, we report news and gossip every week, but...
Well, no. But I'm just saying, like, that's the mentality I would have watching these reality shows. And how many seasons? I mean, she was on the first season, correct?
Kim was.
Yeah, so, you know, she kind of has the idea of it. You know, rather than yelling and attacking Brandy, because befriend her. Say, you know what? Look, that was really inappropriate. I don't appreciate that. I don't want to be friends with you, but we are going to be in this together. So here's the deal. I don't do crystal meth. I was actually going to the bathroom for this, and I shouldn't even be explaining myself to you, but because you're thinking so juvenile, it needs to be explained to you. Don't put my name, don't associate me with those types of things. You know, but I do think at the same time, Kim needs to apologize. I'm sorry, I didn't know you. I just would have rather had Camille on the team. I was being immature that night. Squash the beef. It's really easy. This is just, and that's why we keep saying juvenile, because it...
Kim needs to apologize after Brandy apologizes. Yeah. Brandy needs to apologize to Kim
first.
I mean,
crystal meth was... It just was over the line. Yeah. It was a specific drug. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, if she had just left it at, like we were saying, if she had just left it at, oh, you keep going to the bathroom and insinuating something, that would have been okay.
Right.
You know, actually saying crystal meth was another thing. Jackie.
I do think that Brandy, it's like kind of the way she calls herself a slut and those kinds of things. I think we're uncovering that she has that bit of a defense mechanism. And after she kind of, like, tries to open up or whatever, she almost goes into a defense mechanism. So, I don't know. I really don't have too much negative to say about Brandy during all this. I really don't. I mean, I'm sure I'll change my mind really quickly, depending on what happens next. But for me, like, just looking at Kim, you know, yes, the comment was harsh. But you know what? She started the whole thing. And even saying that line makes me feel juvenile, being like, she started it.
Yeah.
But it really is like kind of like that. It's like, well, she started it, and she did. And she's laying there on the table, massage table, like a crazy woman. And she's like, you know, how dare you go let her apologize to you? You know, it's like, you know what? Your sister's a grown woman. If she wants to go and talk like a grown woman to another woman... I mean, I don't know, Kim, I just don't like anything about Kim right now. I really don't.
I do.
The one thing I will say I like about Kim is just how crazy she is. Like, the trampoline scene was hilarious. You gotta love just how fun and light she is. I don't know what's leading her to be that fun and light and crazy, but it sure is fun to watch, so.
Absolutely, but Jackie, what do you think about, like, do you think at all, like, I don't know, like, to me, in this situation, I almost want to put more blame on Kyle, because Kyle wants to be this motherly figure to her sister, and it's like, I actually mentioned this to Mari while we were watching it, but when Kim walks into the house, she's kind of, like, in her own little world, like, looking at everything, and Kyle's like, oh, I just did this machine. Yeah, you have to do this machine. It's like really like a little girl, and you know, she's sitting next on the floor next to her sister, and you just see like, wow, I can tell exactly who you were as a child, and have you really grown up? So my question is, do you guys think that she adds fuel to Kim's fire in that sense? Because I don't know, like, when I initially really wanted to like Kyle from the beginning, but just the more I see her and her interactions with her sister, and she does have this, like, realness about her, but today, that realness was out the door. That conversation with her and Brandy really pissed me off. It was so insincere. It was so, like, I'm better than you, but I'm sitting here listening to your pathetic apology, and I'll take what you have to say, but you will take what I have to say, and that's what counts. So to me, Kyle is more villainized, because I don't think Kim is all there, and I think if Kim was left alone, she would be reacting to the situation differently.
Yeah.
Especially with the other influence of the girls. I think Kyle is the one, because she has that anchor, it gives Kim, because if you heard what Kim said, Kim made the comment, I'm not going to feed the piranhas, and Kyle was like, what is that? And she was like, you told me that. So what are the conversations that you guys are having? Kyle, what are you feeding into your sister? So I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
Jackie?
I don't know. I get what you're saying, Jesse, but do you really think that Kyle was feeding Kim during this? I don't know, because I think that Kim was, like, way off the plate, and Kyle at first was going to, like, go be sincere and maybe have a reconciliation. And I thought, oh, well, Kyle at least is doing the right thing. And then it didn't go very well. And then it's when Kyle's with Kim that Kyle, as much as she's the motherly figure to Kim, it feels like Kim is the one running the Brandy childish, we hate Brandy game, Kyle to me.
But the only reason that has started was because of the things Kyle said to Kim about Brandy. Because Kim had never met her before, and she went into all this because Kyle had negative thoughts.
I think the two of them fuel each other. I think they work off of each other, and one says one thing, and then one is like jumps on that. So I think they work off of each other. But I do want to talk about Camille, and we'll get into what's going on with her now. And I know you guys love Camille,
yep.
and you think she's so
yep.
great because
yep.
you guys,
yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Because you guys weren't there first season, and you guys don't know what Camille is like, and you guys are only seeing the edited, nice Bravo produced package of Camille. But boy, is she taking every chance of this fight to remind viewers and everyone, well, this is what I went through last year. And, well, Kyle's a bully. And, like, she is taking every chance to remind viewers, like, oh, well, like, to prove them, oh, well, this is what happened to me last year. I was Brandy last year. You guys weren't there. You don't know. Camille completely misconstrued what Kyle had said. Kyle made some comment, and Camille misconstrued it as, well, who would want to be with you if your husband weren't there? Which isn't even what Kyle said. And then Camille, for the entire rest of the season, was a bitch. And you guys didn't see the dinner party from hell. You don't know what Camille was doing last season. And so it just really, like, pisses me off that now that Brandy is, like, has this fight with Kyle, that Camille's taking every opportunity to be like, oh, well, I was Brandy, like, so I understand. Camille was a bitch in her own right last season. So I had to vent. I had to get that out there. I know your guys' opinion, so I don't even want to hear it. I know you're going to say, oh, la, 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 I love Camille.
Well, no, I want to ask you because I don't take it as that. I mean, I don't think Camille is a perfect angel. I do see where they edit things and the select pieces that they put in there for her. But I still like her. It's like the same reason I like Teresa from The Housewives of New Jersey. She's a hot mess, but I like her because there's a sense of, I understand who she is as a person. I understand why she does things. It's why I understand why Brandy lashed out the way she did.
Courtney Stewart just tweeted me and said
she loves
that
Camille.
I am so right about Camille. What up?
Wait a minute. Courtney told me she loved Camille.
Mari is so right about Camille! Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Oh, Courtney.
Thank you.
Courtney is one troublemaker. Yep. Let me tell you this, because
Courtney, you want to call in so I can get some backup here? Because you guys come in with this fresh perspective of Camille. You didn't watch last season. You don't know what a fake biatch she is. She's this season. And she's totally hiding that. And I see little glimpses of it when she, like, smiles this, like, smirk. I don't know if you guys catch that.
No, I do. But there's nothing wrong with being a bitch. But as long as you know how to cover it, we're all
But then she's taking last season's drama and, like, trying.
I didn't take it like that. I took it as the fact of, like when Taylor says, you know, or who was it that said, you know, I can relate to it. I felt like she was saying, like, I can relate to her. Like, I understand what that feeling is like. You know, whether or not Camille started it, she can still understand being outcasted in that sense of it. That's how I took it. I didn't take it like she was trying to make herself, like, this victim at all. But I do understand what you're saying as far as that. But I don't know. I still
totally agree with you, Jesse. I think that she's just relating here, because what is she going to sit back and say nothing? Like, oh, I've never been through this. She has been through it, so she's going to bring it up, of course. I think there's nothing wrong with her bringing it up, and she's so gracious. And I love that she has to try and gain weight.
No, wait a minute, because
that was her sad attempt at flirting.
That, I love how somebody sent a tweet. I just lost it. Acorn Moose wrote, I'm going to have some yogurt. She takes one tiny spoonful. And some cheese. And she takes one cube. I eat a lot.
But the only thing I will say in Camille's defense is I do feel bad for her when it comes to her and Kelsey and her talking you know, on last night's episode about having to bring in a separate therapist for the children and what it's like for Jude. So basically they have Jude and Mason. Jude is the little boy. So Mason, the little girl, took Camille's side and, like, didn't want to see her dad. And so she's been only with Camille. But Jude, I guess, spent some time back in New York with Kelsey. And so she was referencing the fact that he's, like, back with his mom now. And so his, like, life is a little bit more stable. And I felt really bad when two parents, like, separate the kids like that, when there's court-ordered therapists, his therapist, her therapist, you need an unbiased therapist. You know, it's really, really sad is all I have to say. Are we doing an after buzz, an after show for Kelsey Grammer's new show?
No, we don't support that.
Okay. Yeah.
Boo, we're Team Kelsey. Camille all the way.
I know. In that respect, I'm Team Camille. In that respect.
Before we go on to that, just because I don't want to forget about it, because you made the comment about Camille being a pissy something. And speaking of piss, what do you think about the whole situation with Kyle attacking Brandy for her kid?
I liked
peeing.
Your segue there.
Well, the kid peeing, and she kept bringing that up, and I don't know, it really aggravates me that she keeps bringing it up. Like, obviously Brandy needs to get it through her head, like, she wasn't talking about the child, but in a way she kind of was talking about the child, you know, and about correcting the kid. Like, yeah, you should have corrected him, but why do you keep bringing that up? And if you can't notice that you did say it in a nasty way, like, because I didn't realize how nasty Kyle said it until they went to the callback on the show. I don't know, it just really keeps bothering me, and I'm just really building up this strong anger towards
Kyle. I'm sad that no one but Adrian actually stuck up for Brandy there and was like, listen, I have little boys. It's not, like, a big deal. No, I think Kyle is wrong there, but Kyle admitted she was wrong in her apology. Her apology wasn't nearly as sincere, but she did admit that.
And even Adrian, I just feel like when she has her little, like, single shot, she said, that's when she said, you know, my kids would pee on the lawn, like, yeah. They're boys.
Yeah.
But tonight, it was more of the fact of, no, honey, I think what she was trying to say, like, no, you weren't.
No, Adrian's just trying to be a mediator. Yeah. Don't hate on my Adrian.
No, I love Adrian.
I will defend her. She really is. I understand she wasn't there, so she maybe shouldn't be mediating. I do get that, but just in her nature, she is a mediator,
oh, yeah.
So she was trying.
I love her.
And I think she was trying to take Brandy's side on some ends, too. She was just trying. You know, she was put in a difficult spot. But so any more of the Kyle, Kim, Brandy, like, final thoughts? Because then I want to get into some of the more fun aspects of the episode.
Jessie. Oh, I'm ready for the fun.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Okay, so there was, I can't believe I'm saying this, and, like, I wish I hadn't made this prediction several episodes ago that Dana was going to be the boring one. There wasn't enough Dana in this episode. Am I right, guys?
Absolutely.
There wasn't enough Dana.
Just the one line, like, oh, really? You like my hair? Was enough to, like, just fuel me forever. I just need more of it, please.
Oh, you know what line I liked?
What?
At the beginning when they were talking, it was Taylor, Dana, and Kyle, and they were talking about Brandy. She was like, Taylor said, oh, so you girls know I went to lunch with Brandy. Dana pops her head and she's like, oh, yeah, what happened with that? Just the way she says things is just like this little rabbit leg.
She just, you could tell when Kyle and Taylor and Dana were discussing Brandy that she was just like loving being a part of the crew. She was just like, yeah, yeah. Like, she was just like loving being a part of them. So she was hilarious. I like Taylor, and I like that she was pretty quiet on the spa day, but she did kind of take the Adrian position and also try to defend Brandy when she was saying, you know what, guys, you got to see her side on this. Her ex has been, you know, saying things about her parenting, so I did like Taylor there, but I don't want to get into the drama anymore. So let's talk about, first let's talk about Mohammed, who's throwing the Arabian Nights party, which we'll see that next week. That house, I mean, the first of all, the, like,
ridiculous
token Russian model girlfriend was hilarious. But that house, oh my god, it had, like, the naughty room and the baths and the, like, what a ridiculous house. I want to know where in Beverly Hills that is. So what did you guys think of Mohammed?
I love that house. He's a character.
I'm going to find out more about Mohammed and come back. I'm going to report back to all our After Buzzers. I'm going to get the Beverly Hills scoop on him.
I wish they went a little deeper as to how she knows him.
Yeah.
You know, and he has her daughter in his will, like...
No, but he's her friend, joke, and then he was like, oh, I'm her godfather, I'm going to throw this party, and she's like, what, you're her godfather? She's like, okay, well, if you're her godfather, put her in your will, and so, I don't know, maybe he just wanted to get on the show, probably, show off that house.
But I would love to know how they're friends, and that house was absolutely ridiculous. It was kind of creepy how ridiculous it was.
Yeah.
Because it was just so freaking amazing. I could live in that one room downstairs.
I know.
And I'd be set for my life. Genie in a bottle, hello.
Oh, my God.
And then that tile room, like, ridiculous. And then what was his comment? And she was like, you're too old to be having sex. He was like, I just started.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jackie, what did you think of our friend Mohammed?
You know, this scene makes me like Lisa, A, because she brings the funniest characters on the show.
Yeah. And she's hilarious. Best one-liners out of everyone.
Oh, definitely. And she is just like, when she's in these situations and calls it like it is, you're too old for that, Mohammed. Give it up. You know, put her in your will then. And even with the girlfriend, how she's like, they play together because she's the same age as Pandora. I mean, it is just hilarious. I mean, my thing is with this show, when you see a scene like this, there's enough over-the-top luxury in Beverly Hills between Adrian and Lisa and these people and the gold-dusted, desserts. That there's enough of that they don't need so much childish drama. I mean, those scenes to me are just as interesting, if not more, than these ridiculous juvenile drama scenes. And I wish we had more of this, and I'm so glad that it's going to be back next week.
Yeah.
Because I actually was waiting for the party to happen, and the episode was over, and I was like, wait, where's the party? So I absolutely love the scene. The house is ridiculous. The whole girlfriend scene, hilarious. And I love Lisa's sort of sarcastic take on everything about Mohammed.
And you know what? Maybe we'll get Kevin back for next week and get his perspective on the Arabian Nights party.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I feel like that
right?
could be fun. But I wanted to talk about Adrian's cooking lesson with Lisa. Just to get it out there, we need Chef Bernie on this show, even though he's probably going to hate on Lisa, and I love Lisa. He was hilarious, just like kind of snickering in the corner, like snickering at Lisa.
Hey, don't touch my kitchen.
Biatch. Yeah. But Jesse, when we were watching, you were like, how does she not know what's in her kitchen? Like you looked at me with like shock, and I was like, my mom knows nothing about my kitchen. This is a story I like to tell about my mom in the kitchen. So when I was like 8 years old, we have like one of those boards where you put in the push pins and stuff. And I like carved my name in it. And I'm not kidding. 4 years later, my mom was like, went into the kitchen, was like, Mari, I can't believe you did this. And it was like, that was 4 years ago. Like, literally, my mom only goes into the kitchen to walk into the kitchen and go into the breakfast room. Like, she does not know where anything is in the kitchen at all. And so, and then the whole cooking thing, I can totally commiserate. My boyfriend's teaching me how to cook, but my sister, she tried to cook for a July 4th party. And she tried to make burgers and took the like raw meat for the burgers, like put the raw meat with the buns and then tried to like cook it like,
oh my
with
gosh.
The buns, like not separately.
Oh no.
So I can totally commiserate. I think most viewers were like, oh my God, Adrian doesn't know this. But I was like, oh, this is pretty normal. This is pretty standard. But I thought it was hilarious nonetheless, especially her wanting to wash the chicken. That I haven't seen.
Oh, no, but like little things to me. I mean, okay, if you don't know where certain things, like pans and pots and stuff, because you have other people doing that. But like salt and pepper, like just the little things were killing me. But the soap on the chicken, that topped everything for me. This girl, she pumped that soap, she said, whoop, whoop, whoop.
So she actually was pretty good taking the gunk out of the chicken. I've never done that, and I would never do that.
Yeah.
I would never take the gunk out of the chicken, nor could I eat the chicken afterwards if I did that. I couldn't.
Yeah, in the same way.
Yeah.
So. No. And Mari, I love your story about your cooking and your family and lack thereof and the whole scene yesterday. I tweeted you right away because just that opening scene to me was hilarious, and it makes me feel so much better about my stance on cooking because I come from a family that cooks. My boyfriend has even started to learn to cook, and I am the clueless one that knows how to make like one dish, and it's pretty much pasta and chicken broth. And so you really make me feel so good, and thank you to Adrian for such a smart, classy woman being in the same boat as me.
You guys are better than me because I, for the longest time, have had, well, so I have a fear of knives and I have a fear of the stove, so I can't do anything that involves either of those things. Oh. So pretty much all I do, so my boyfriend cooks all the time, so the only thing that I can do is I can, like, shred vegetables. Not cut, because I don't like knives, but I'll shred vegetables.
I love it. Well,
you know, watching the girls do this made me sit and think, like, very Laverne and Shirley or like Lucy and Ethel. Like, I would want to watch the two of them.
Adrian and Lisa?
Yeah.
Bad Lisa doesn't live across the street from her anymore, though. That would be so fun just to spin off of, like, Adrian and Lisa.
Yeah.
Because they're, except for Lisa this episode, they're, like, they're not that dramatic. They don't get in that many fights. So they're just, like, too rich, like, fun, funny, like,
and I would totally watch that. And I think the only reason not to get back in the drama, but the only reason I think Lisa's getting involved with it is because
Kyle.
Well, because of Kyle, but also because she initially was the one who didn't like Brandy from the beginning, just from because of the drama with her talking to
Cedric. I was gonna say Frederick. Cedric.
So I feel like she still holds that, and that's why she keeps like throwing.
Good call. I didn't think about that. I thought she was just being protective of Kyle. No, totally good call. I forgot about that. But why don't we go to a quick commercial break and then come back to some news and gossip and predictions.
The biggest new media platform on the web just got bigger. More bandwidth, smoother streaming, lightning, fast downloads.
And get technical with me.
AfterBuzz TV is making the jump to hyperspace. Join the fun at your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Look at the size of that thing.
AfterBuzz TV.
So,
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so first, I alluded to this earlier, but there was some Villa Blanc drama in the news this week. So I guess, so Lisa runs Villa Blanc restaurant in Beverly Hills, and I guess two different customers, the tip on their receipt was changed after the fact. And so it was apparently this one waiter who was this shady waiter. So they fired the waiter, and in addition, Ken himself called both of the customers on the phone, apologized, and offered to give them each a free meal, a complimentary meal on Villa Blanc. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, to get a personal call from Ken, one of the customers has, like, gone to the media with a story and was like, I could only imagine Ken sitting there with Jiggy on his lap saying, I'm sorry. So that was pretty cool.
I love that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then I want to get Maria on. I want to call, see if she can call in one week because she had one of the first exclusive interviews with Taylor. So at this point, it's not that exclusive. This is like what I want to talk to you about. Taylor's kind of like making the media rounds and I don't like it. So basically in Maria's interview, Taylor was saying that, you know, she went on her same thing about how her life, you know, could be not alive if Russell hadn't killed, you know, basically that the show saved her life. It could have been a murder-suicide, and how she's left in financial despair and this financial mess she has to deal with, and that she basically told Kennedy that her daddy was sick in the brain and all this stuff. I just think it's inappropriate to be going around to all the media outlets. I think it's too soon. I think that her daughter could be watching this years from now. And she's kind of like saying not the most appropriate things about Russell, like saying the fact that she's saying that it could have been a murder-suicide, like, doesn't she know her daughter? Like, I don't know. I I like Taylor, but I don't like that she's going around the media like this. Just, like, don't talk about it or give it some time or I don't know. What do you guys think?
I feel like it's a marketing tool for this program, and I hate to say that because I would like to think that they wouldn't stoop that low. But to me, the best way to not address it, the best way to address the situation is to not address it. You know, don't come into the show and have this huge thing with all the girls talking about it. You know, I mean, it's hard because they want to keep it real, but it's uncomfortable to see images of him now, to hear him talk now.
Yeah, we'll get into that in predictions.
Because we just have now that she's going around claiming her side of the story, we have such a view of him, and I don't think that that's fair.
I think it's really unfair to make accusations about someone when they're not there to defend themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, like to say that he could have killed her and their child is a terrible accusation, and he's not even there to defend himself. I think it's totally wrong. Jackie?
I think it's totally wrong, but I did happen to work with somebody today on a photo shoot that had worked with her in the past and said that he felt that she was very damaged. This was a while ago. But nonetheless, totally agree with you, Mari, that she has no right to say anything about somebody.
I'm not saying Russell is this angel. He did damage her, but that doesn't give you any right to then, after he's killed himself, go around talking about him.
Especially on the media, in the media.
Yeah, yeah. But finally, before we get into some predictions, I think Dana is a very happy girl this week because she got a lot of attention. She was on Watch What Happens Live last night, if you guys caught that, with Brandy, and she was on the Today Show this morning. And she seemed to be lapping it up on the Today Show this morning. I love Dana. She's hilarious.
She is hilarious, and I did catch her a little bit, and she's just, even the preview during the show, she was, like, so giddy to be there.
I know.
Before we get to predictions, you want to read some tweets?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to, DJ Jesse, share some tweets.
All right. So, RN4 Preemie wrote, "Next stop for Kim, celebrity rehab."
I'd watch it.
I would. Absolutely.
She's definitely, yeah. Her and Mr. Littlehand need to have a date there.
Brenda Dissett wrote, "I feel very bad for Brandy. So far from what I have seen, she has really tried with them."
I agree with you.
And then we have another one. Also,
No, I totally agree with her on that front, that Brandy, I feel bad for Brandy, so I'm glad that people out there in Twitterville agree with me.
Absolutely.
And DJ Jesse, any final tweets?
Yes, we have sexual tic-tac-toe. "When you have to run to get to the other end of your closet, shake my head. Here's looking at you, Camille Grammer."
I mean, but I think you were asking me, Jesse, like, where do they stand in terms of money? So Adrian is the wealthiest just because of the Maloofs. Like, because you asked, like, what does Paul do? He's a plastic surgeon, but all their money comes from, you know, Palms Casino, Sacramento Kings, like, just from the Maloof end. And then Lisa and Camille, but Camille is because of Kelsey, so. And any final tweets?
We have Lex, who said, "Look at Bernie creeping in the back."
Oh, my God. I'm so
glad
that
other people noticed that.
I'm so glad other people picked up on that. Chef Bernie, please call in here at AfterBuzz. That looked like more like a Hawaiian thing. I meant phone. Please call in.
All right.
Okay, great. So let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'm excited for next week because I'm kind of over the Kim, Kyle, Brandy drama, just for at least a little bit. I'm over it. And next week is like all a whole fresh batch of new things. So one, the Arabian Nights party, which I'm really excited about. Hopefully we'll get Kevin from LA Premiere to call in. Kim's new boyfriend, really excited. Who is this mystery man? And Jesse, I know you were asking me about Kim's love life. She has been married before, I think more than once. I know her children are not all from the same father, so she's had like a couple loves in her life. She was engaged once to a guy who was murdered. She's had like up and down love life. I'm curious to see who this new boyfriend is. And I want to get everyone's, you know, predictions as well. But for however excited I am to see the Arabian Nights and Kim's new boyfriend, I am not looking forward to seeing Russell. Next week's episode is the very first time on the season that we see Russell on camera. And even watching just the snippet of the prediction was uncomfortable. And I mean, it's going to be interesting to hear what they're talking about. It sounds like he's talking about a lawsuit and what Lisa was leaking out to the media and Kyle said, am I next? So I'm curious to see that. It's like, I want to watch it because I want to know more about this guy and what happened and what he was thinking and where he was at and, like, just, you know, what he's accusing and is interesting. And it, but I don't want to watch it at the same time because it's really uncomfortable to watch someone on camera who killed themselves. It's really uncomfortable. And I really don't – I think Bravo should have never showed him. I mean, how many episodes in are we already and we haven't seen him? And I think we've gotten along fine. We've had pretty entertaining, dramatic storylines without him.
8 episodes in?
Yeah, 8 episodes in without him. And I think we're doing pretty well already. So I just think he shouldn't have been in the season at all. I really do. There's – it's one thing to talk about him off camera. Uncomfortable, but fine. But it's a whole nother thing to see him on camera. So, Jesse and Jackie.
Uncomfortable, yes. I wonder if they'll I'm hoping that, you know, maybe they brought this in because they wanted to touch upon that legal drama, and that's where we'll see him, and hopefully we won't see him in any more episodes, but at least
In a news and gossip a couple weeks ago, they did say that they're going to be showing their marriage therapy counseling.
Oh, right.
With him in it.
So I don't know. Yeah, that to me will be more uncomfortable than
just even seeing him, hearing him talk is really uncomfortable for me. Jackie.
It is so uncomfortable for me. I can't even begin to express how much of a wrong decision I think this is on Bravo's end. I really think that, again, the show is hotter than hot because it was without me bringing it up, it just got brought up in a store that I was shopping in. They were watching it on their computer. In my photo shoot today, they're a hot show. They don't need to drag it down with this uncomfortable, really taking it too far now situation. And that's the exact feedback I got today on my photo shoot. Without bringing it up, you know, they brought it up, a friend of mine, and said, I think a lot of people are tuning out because it's just, you know, seeing what's going to happen next week, it's really too uncomfortable for people. So we're not the only ones that think this.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what people at Bravo are thinking.
Yeah. So memo to Bravo, watch your ratings next week and see what happens, because my final prediction is that the ratings are going to go down next week because people don't want to see that.
I think that they chose to put that in with that lavish party because they know people might feel uncomfortable, but we do want to see what that party's going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, the girls looked fabulous. And
yeah. Yeah, Kyle looked great. So regardless, we'll be watching next week, obviously. Tweet me your opinions if you do feel, you know, when you do see Russell, what it's like, or if you didn't watch, if you tuned out, at M. Fagel or at AfterBuzz TV, at DJ Jesse J, at Jackie Moran. Anyways, thank you for joining us. I love being here in Los Angeles. I'll be back tomorrow night live in studio, America's Next Top Model and Real World. So thank you so much and have a great night, everyone.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
See you later.
AfterBuzz.
AfterBuzz.
The
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.